Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, American Airlines has announced it is retiring the last of its McDonnell Douglas MD-80 airplanes. The twin-engined, single-aisle airplane was the workhorse of American's regional fleet from the 1980s until recently. It's easily recognizable by its rear-mounted engines, its so-called eyebrow windows in the cockpit as well, designed so that pilots could see the stars for navigation. The final flights in early September will be a milestone for a plane that pilots called the Mad Dog. Joining us now to talk about it is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Mad Dog, tell us a little bit about the history of this plane. When was it introduced and why?
Yeah, the Mad Dog, the MD, right, to play on
Oh, right, of course.
Started life as the DC-9 back in the mid-60s. DC stood for Douglas Corporation. Back then, airlines wanted something more efficient than what was out there. Most airplanes back then had three or four engines, and it was revolutionary back then to be able to carry a plane load of passengers with just two engines. And so, yeah, this was one of the first planes out there doing that. The 737 followed a little while later, sort of forced Boeing to do that, to compete. Later became the MD when a merger led to McDonnell Douglas.
McDonnell Douglas merged with Boeing in 1997 as well. And production of this plane ended shortly thereafter. But a lot of us have flown in the MD-80. Yeah. What are the characteristics that make it stand out?
Yeah, you mentioned those rear-mounted engines. So that's something that even just kind of casual observers who might not be able to tell the difference, like you and I can, between a 737 and an A320, let's say, almost anybody, you know, if you see sort of that mid-sized airplane that holds about 150 people, if the engines are way there on the back, it's an MD-80.
Well, and also you hear them more, right? When you're taking off, you hear those engines.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jeremy, you know, I remember sitting on a flight. It was Continental, back before Continental merged with United, when they still had MD-80s, sitting next to a mechanic for the airline back something like 15 years ago. And the two of us together, as we were taking off, we were just, there's nothing like it. It feels more like a rocket than an airplane. And it also, something else that passengers tend to like, doesn't have very many middle seats because in economy, it's 2x3 seating rather than 3x3. So more often than not, if there's somebody in the middle seat, it's maybe somebody you're traveling with.
So why is American retiring this jet?
Well, those same planes that started life as you know, revolutionary, best-in-class economics and all the rest of it, you know, we just mentioned they started life really in the mid-60s and have evolved since then, but not enough to where the economics are where airlines want them today. So American earlier this decade ordered several hundred new airplanes from Boeing and Airbus, 737s, various types of variants of the A320s. And so now that those planes have come in big numbers, after the summer peak here, right now, every plane's up in the air pressed into service because of, you know, the MAX grounding. But after demand sort of drops and we're into September, they're going to go ahead and retire those last MD-80s.
TWA, which American swallowed up many years ago, also used some of these planes too, right?
In fact, of the last 28 planes that American is flying right now, 27 of them, Jeremy, began life at TWA. Huh. There's actually just one plane, looked a little while ago. It's in the sky today, flying between Dallas and Cleveland and back and onto Raleigh-Durham, according to FlightAware. Just one, that plane that began life at American. And yeah, American inherited quite a few of them from TWA back when American bought TWA in the early part of this century.
So does this announcement from American mean the end of the MD-80 series over U.S. skies?
Not yet, because Delta has actually a couple hundred of these. If you count the larger version of the plane, Delta has MD-88s and MD-90s, and also what's called the Boeing 717, but was essentially the updated version of the MD-80. You mentioned that merger back in 97 led to that. So Delta has actually invested in refurbishing some of these planes, and it's going to be flying them for a while longer.
Why do you think that people, pilots, flight attendants, et cetera, are so sentimental about this plane?
interesting, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lot of it is, well, again, those rear engines, just it feels different. And it you just feel a connection to an old era. You get on one of these airplanes and you think, and sometimes I'll kind of look up, you know, where did this plane start life and when? And you think about, you picture people, I mean, good and bad. You picture people, you know, smoking in the back of the plane, you know, and all the rest of it, just all the things that have happened in that airplane over the decades. And so I think that's a large part of it. It's a connection to the past, but it's also a unique plane in ways that aren't even true of other older planes.
Seth Kaplan here now, transportation analyst, remembering the MD-80. Thanks.